Recently, the Jews have been celebrating Rosh Hashanah, the new year for them. The new year begins in the last quadrant of the year as celebrated more generally, because that religious dispensation arose in the last quarter of the time cycle, and everything is fractally related. But for the Satyogi, who also awakens in the final period of the cycle of time, every day is a high holy day. And in every moment we are working out our atonement. You know, in Sanskrit, the word tapas, which is the practice of very profound meditative union with the Supreme Lord. Tapas means both atonement, penance, and it's atonement via attunement. Because the only atonement is the return to the realization of one's non-separation from the Supreme Intelligence. And it's the recognition and realization of that non-separation, that absolute union that is inseparable. That constitutes our practice of remembrance. And the atonement is for having emplaced within ourselves and agreed to maintain a false self system, based on the values of the false world, the world of Kali Yuga, which created a thinking apparatus based on fear, desire, attachment, greed, power of an egoic nature, and a rejection of the presence of God as the ruling power of one's consciousness. So it was a usurpation by a false god. To keep the ego in the mind is to worship an idol. And this is the violation not only of Jewish law, but of every religious law. Are you still violating the Jewish law, which is also the Christian law, and the Buddhist Dharma, as well as the Adi Sanatan Dharma? You see, we are to worship the good, the beautiful, and the true. But the ego is not good. Certainly isn't beautiful, and it clearly is not true. And so we are not allowed to sustain our identification with that which is not holy, that which is not godly, and sell our souls to the ego in order to be kept in the illusion of security or of power or of some kind of gratification to the bodily identity. rather than to trade that in for the blissful salvation of union with God. And because a great price is paid to stay in the ego, those whose buddhi is awakened to the truth will reconfigure the manas and eliminate the ahankar with due diligence, great haste, if not the immediate annihilation of its delusional narratives. At the end of time, everything becomes much more extremely polarized, and we are already seeing what is the emergent condition of the world and in its final days, in which everyone will be one or another variety of living dead. You'll either be a zombie, or you will be a Marjiva avatar, an avaduta who is dead to the world, to the ego, and to anything that is not good, true, and beautiful. Whereas the zombie is dead to that which is good, true, and beautiful. And so the choice is between which sort of death that you wish to undergo. But all of the religions agree that ego death is the only way to proceed, because the ego is not alive. It's a program, it's robotic, it's an artificial intelligence, and it's one that cannot either serve God or attune to the presence of God. Because only the soul can attune, because the soul has love, divine love, when it is awakened and activated. And the soul, through its adoration of God, can purify its consciousness of the ego apparatus. And this is the practice of yoga in its true sattvic sense. Because time is short and the vibrational field of the world is becoming darker, denser, and more violent, more savage, more depressed and hopeless, and more tormented by the collective sanskaras of the death drive, which are now dominant in every ego, which in its essential nature in Kali Yuga is completely nihilistic. It becomes more and more difficult to overcome the power of the ego to keep the soul encased within its delusional field, its belief system. And because the ego has succeeded in impersonating the soul through the linguistic use of the shifter called I, it reduces the I am-ness to its lowest common denominator of bodily identity imposed by the social order and the family system. And until you have made the breakthrough beyond that shell, beyond the thinking apparatus by stilling the mind and realizing the infinite consciousness beyond the stream of egoic thought, one will not have even an inkling of what is truly beautiful, blissful, real, and good. And yet it is only when one has been saturated with the energy of God until no sanskara of egoic thought or attitude remains that the purified soul can complete the journey to its own liberation. And until that liberation has been achieved, it cannot know the ecstatic joy that it is missing out on, having been captured by the paranoia and the jouissance fantasies of the ego. It cannot even conceive of the reality of God consciousness. And this is why so few are motivated to break through. Because it will require, first of all, freeing the will from its self-conflicted state, in which it is driven in part toward phenomenal plain goals and only in very small part toward realization of God, and will have to make itself wholehearted in its yearning for holiness and wholeness. But it will have to complete not only the elimination of both the ego self-image and the superego and its voices and command system, it will then have to overcome the censor and its blockage of the superconscious, and it will then have to overcome the deep shadow of the subconscious, and only then will it be able to rise into that level of power that burns the sanskaras and frees it forever from the field of illusion and of limitation. But it is in this great battle that can be won instantly through total love of God and total realization of the truth of non-duality, or it can be done very gradually but as time itself shortens and accelerates. The direct path alone will be of any avail. And the paradox of that path is that we have to use our entire willpower to become willless. Because the will of God is the will to be in repose, in complete peace, contentment, stillness. But a paradoxical stillness in which there is infinite and infinitely it can't even be used, the word speedy, but a realization of truth that contains all of truth simultaneously, the entirety of the infinity of knowledge, as the voice of God that speaks in silence, as the wholeness of the real in each moment. And it's the attunement to this that constitutes the Tao. And it's this silence and stillness that enables the body and the consciousness that still operates the body to function without a glitch, without a field of projections, without an internal mental chatter that keeps one from being fully present, without any obstacles to the descent of God fully into the phenomenal plane, with the realization that there is only God and that all are manifestations of God. So it is the divinization not simply of the individual self, but of the world. And until the world is recognized as an emanation and a product of the imagination of the self, that purification cannot be achieved. And thus the world dream cannot be reconfigured from a Kali Yuga to a Sat Yuga. It is this function that those who are authentic yogis, authentic sages, authentic beings of divine light and love and empowerment have to achieve in the final days, as a compassionate release of all suffering souls from their illusion of pain and of loss and of lack and of the terror of death. But this can only be done when your own consciousness has become completely deathless, when you have realized the immortality of the spirit and live in that state of divine redemption. So the satyogi is one who wants nothing from the world, but wants only to give that world the gift of divine recognition of its true nature. Through the emanation of that perception that is the pure love, that is the presence of God, that is the only healing that the world can ever know. May you all succeed in this great function, this great alchemical work, and be able to pass on to higher levels of being, in which one's non-difference from God is never again forgotten. May you feel the peace that comes with attuning to the presence of God within and without, until within and without dissolve into a single whole, and the split mind of subject-object duality falls away, into non-dual vision. And may you know the deeper peace of the heart itself, realizing its own sacredness as the heart of God, not of a separate ego, a heart filled with infinite love, with infinite joy, with infinite creativity, with infinite courage. And with infinite contentment. And may the supreme peace of the realization of that ultimate absolute reality of light and awareness, beyond all worlds, beyond time and space, the ultimate dreamer of all that appears, is realized as yourself. Namaste.